Each week we like to find out what's doing in the Muswellbrook Shire District, and we're joined, of course, by our Mayor, Steve Reynolds. How are we doing, mate?
Mate, I'm doing very well, Bear. How are you?
Not too bad. I've always wanted to ask you about some of the tours that you've been on, but this one's an official one you've been doing recently.
Yeah, another busy week. Ended last week on Friday. Councillors jumped on the bus and went around and had a look at the Shire and all the programs that are happening at the moment, as well as the big projects coming up. You know, we went from right out from Sandy Hollow and Denman to have a look at the projects, the big pipeline that we're talking about getting water through to Sandy Hollow.
That'd be handy, yes.
That was a big talking piece, the construction of the Donald Horne building to the Loxton House. And we got to go along and see how things work behind the scenes with the council staff at the water treatment and also down at the waterworks. And let me tell you, we have a very passionate, we don't celebrate our staff enough in this Shire. They're always congratulated, but publicly we need to celebrate them because the simplest thing, Bear, that we take for granted is water.
Yes.
Coming through our taps, but the amount of work that goes into it. And so often I've been critical at times where we get the little bit of water come through after a flood event, et cetera, that's brown.
Oh, yeah.
But the amount of work and the passion from the staff in that department.
When it comes to sewage and water, they're definitely two things that you really notice once they're not working, don't you? So it's important that those people working behind the scenes stay on top of that job.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Right down to our works team calling and seeing the working facilities that they've got there, where we do have plans to revisit that and put some plans in place to give them a better environment for working, a happy workforce, as we know, is a productive workforce. And it was really good to hear that right across council, there's a big emphasis on stamping out bullying and a focus on mental well-being. So,
yep, that is important. Do you reckon you'd be doing those tours on a regular basis?
Generally, they happen every term to give the councillors a freshen up for my sake, Bear, with the back, I hope not. but no, I enjoy getting out there, but on a bus is a little bit different. We may revisit it in, you know,
I'm sure it's nice for the workers to see, you know, the councillors who come out and represent them, you know, appreciate the job that they're doing.
Well, out at the works depot, I've already asked the management out there if I can come out of a Friday when they have their teams meeting and just get to know the guys and see them. And that's just something different that's, you know, happened occasionally here and there, but I want to make it a regular event because, like I said, we need to celebrate our workers and show them the encouragement that we're doing as well.
Definitely do. Now, you got some grant funding announcement as well.
Yeah, council has received $75,000 in funding in the fourth and final round of the New South Wales Government's Everyone Can Play program. Of course, the program supports councils in building new or upgrading existing play spaces to improve inclusivity. Council will use the grant to upgrade the equipment and facilities at Market Streets, Simpson Park, so that the Everyone Can Play program is designed so that the access and quality, walkable, green and open spaces for people of all ages and abilities. It's so exciting. It's going to be down there, so
I want to see the councillors down on those swings once they've been installed, giving him a go to give him the, you know, the final thumbs up. What do you reckon? Maybe not yourself.
I'm not going to commit to that. I can nominate. I'll delegate that power. But I want to see you in the pool for Australia Day myself.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Australia Day, and the fantastic news is it's free entry from midday. Weather's going to be pretty decent as well. We're looking at 32 degrees and sunny, so plenty of kids and plenty of families expected at the pools.
Definitely, it's going to be a massive. I touched on it last week. The first 300 people through the gate out at Denman get a free food voucher.
Yep.
I really believe that it's the Denman community, it being such a hot day, to be a great opportunity to embrace that. The pool is open from 12 to 3 here in Muswellbrook for free again.
Yes.
So I did lay down the challenge to you, and even though I'm down a wing and can't do freestyle, you won't shake me on with the swimming.
I swim like a brick, mate. There's no getting away from that at all, unfortunately. You must be excited, looking forward to your first Australia Day ceremony tomorrow as well.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
I mean, I know you've been to them before, but this is the first time where you're officiating.
Yeah, well, you know, there's obviously going to be the nerves, but I'm very excited because there's some great recipients of awards that that need to be celebrated in this community for their efforts.
The main event's going to be at Olympic Park.
Yes, the main event. And, of course, we've got the citizenship ceremony, which is going to be fantastic for those new incoming people that are pledging their citizenship to Australia.
Pledging their allegiance to Muswellbrook Shire.
Yes.
That's what we like to hear.
So, it's all about pride and bringing back the town spirit. And this is where it starts. Tomorrow is our first function.
Good luck with that tomorrow, mate, and good luck with the swim as well. Steve Reynolds, Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council, thanks for joining us on 2NF.
Thanks, Bear.